it's your guy Raheem here. Today, I would like to share with you what is good debt and what's bad debt and the difference. Let's start with bad debt. Bad debt, it's a loan that doesn't generate long-term income and leads to financial difficulties. Say you're borrowing money to buy a car that you don't need is another example of bad debt. Unlike houses, car loses value as soon as you drove off the parking lot, and it's also depreciating value over time. Residential mortgages. Well, let me explain before you jump into conclusion. Don't get me wrong, buying your home could be the best investment you could ever make. But let me tell you why it could be a liability to you. Your house is a liability if you live in it, especially if over 70% of your salary goes towards paying the mortgage. This is because whether you live in that house or you don't live in it, you still have to pay your mortgage. But if you rent it out, it is an asset because it's generating you income more than what you would have paid in your mortgage. Other bad debts are loan to go on holiday, using credit card or loans to buy present for friends and family, loan for parties, loan to pay other bad debt, buying clothing and shoes with credit card. That is an absolute no-goer. Borrowing money to pay bills and other debt. Now, let's look at the positive side of it. Let's look at good debt, right? This is the bit I like. Good debt is an investment that will grow in value or generate long-term wealth. It either grow in value or generate you long-term wealth. Taking out a loan, for example, to pay for your education is a perfect example of a good debt because that enhances your ability to learn and expedite your progress. Taking a loan to buy a great property investment that gives you greater return in investment, it's also seen as a good debt. Loan to invest in projects that make you more money than the loan interest itself is also seen as a good debt. Taking a loan to invest in your business is also a good debt. Why is it a good debt? Because you're hoping once you've run that business successfully, it will be profitable and you can afford to pay more than what you could already have paid in interest. All right, guys, I hope you like my video and thanks very much for listening. And I look forward to sharing more videos with you. Thank you.